On a remote hillside in the west of Kirkuk province, northern Iraq, a company of Kurdistan soldiers, the Peshmerga, are being put through their paces. Battle-hardened young men, and also among them, many female volunteers. This is the front line against Islamic State. And with just days until Kurdistan votes on whether to declare independence, nationalist feeling here is running high. The US and Britain have opposed the vote, worried that if Kurdistan goes it alone, it'll be a weaker part of the anti-Islamic State coalition. But the Peshmerga commander here, General Kamal Kirkuki, promises his troops won't budge until they've won.
Sure, we're fighting to the end with all our heart. Now ISIS knows they cannot control any place in Kurdistan. But also, the land's name is Kurdistan. This referendum for independent Kurdish nation, anyone try to attack Kurdistan, we are all ready to defend this land.
It is strange. We're on a hillside looking down over a landscape dotted with villages still held by Islamic State. One of them's just a few kilometres from where I'm standing. But these Peshmerga soldiers with their guns at the ready are all too aware that if Kurdistan does vote for independence in the referendum, if it then declares independence, the next big battle they fight may be against those who were their allies in the battle against Islamic State, perhaps even the Iraqi National Army. They may attack in an effort to stop Kurdistan breaking away.
My name is Imad Kirkuki. We don't want any fight, but if anybody fight us, we will defend. We are living in our land. We are not asking for independence, for example, in Saudi Arabia or in America or somewhere. This is our land. We would like to grow up the flower of freedom, flower of democracy.
It sounds very romantic, but here we are on a hillside and what we're looking at is Islamic State based just over the hill. Do you feel ready to declare a state in that situation?
It is a great time because we've been waiting for more than 100 years.
The trouble is, what counts as we is very much in contention here in Kirkuk. Who actually counts as a citizen of Kurdistan? Who should be voting in the referendum? Kurds and Arabs have been fighting over this region for decades, not unrelated to the fact that Kirkuk has vast oil fields. Questions of national identity here are complex, and perhaps intractable, according to Hogir Wiria, one of Kirkuk's leading political commentators.
Kirkuk is very much important to the Kurdistani cause. A lot of lives have been given away for this. And therefore, this identity, the Kurdistani identity of Kirkuk, became very important in the mindset. But the understanding among the Iraqi population at large is that Kirkuk is part of Iraq.
The national government of Iraq in Baghdad has been making some pretty clear threats that if Kurdistan breaks away, and particularly if Kurdistan tries to break away and take Kirkuk province with it, they will intervene. Do you see that happening? Do you think it's possible, likely?
Well, I'm not certain that the Iraqi government will intervene militarily, but there is a plethora of Shia groups around Kirkuk. And it is quite likely for one of them to be emotional enough and start something, and then that could lead to protracted conflict.
Kurdistan athbat indama.
And the political temperature is going up. This was the governor of Kirkuk province, Najmuddin Karim, speaking at a rally in the town of Dubs. Earlier, the Baghdad government had attempted to remove Karim from his post after he said that Kirkuk should take part in next Monday's independence referendum. Next Monday is a historic day, the governor told the crowds. Do not waste it. In the midst of such collective national passion, it's a brave voice indeed that stands up and says no. Hatem Atahi is one, an ethnic Arab involved in local Kirkuk politics. But even he would only speak to us indoors, telling us, somewhat furtively, that he thinks the Kurdistan independence referendum is unconstitutional and that it's already taken a toll on the local population.
There is a lot of fear at this moment. The closer we get to the referendum, a lot of people with expensive possessions are trying to take them out of the district. Plus, people start to stockpile food. People are very afraid from what is coming.
Of course, you could say the people in this part of the world are all too accustomed to feeling fear, nothing new there. And indeed, you do notice a sense of weariness in Kirkuk. Even some of those hoping for a yes vote for Kurdistan independence aren't necessarily convinced it will lead to some bright, shining future. Just the possibility that their lives might become a little more tolerable.
Most important thing for us is basically job opportunities for the young people. Every job opportunity offered by the government is basically in Basra or the southern part of Iraq for the southern Iraqis.
Ali Hussein is an unemployed resident of Kirkuk's provincial capital, and his complaint is a common one. Disadvantage expressed through the prism of Iraq's geographical and ethnic divisions. And when I ask Ali what he hopes for from Kurdistan independence, there's no verbal flag-waving, no jubilant talk of freedom, just that vague idea that his employment prospects might improve.
There are so many people graduating in Kirkuk and sitting at home without any job opportunities. I graduated a year ago from college with a degree of petroleum engineering. And until now, I'm still looking for a job. It's almost impossible to find a job in the region to offer more and create more job opportunities for young people. That's all what Kirkuk's people are asking for right now.